The House of the People was not quiet on Thursday. Hundreds of protesters gathered at the General Assembly to exercise their First Amendment rights, opposing Republican policy proposals that would strip Democratic Governor-elect Roy Cooper of some executive authority. Yvonne Brannon was a voice in the crowd.
It's just unconscionable. It's unethical, and it doesn't allow any input from the public or even the legislators themselves. Haven't had a chance to really read these bills or vet these bills or have discussion.
Brannon was not among the at least 17 people who were arrested. Protesters disrupted both the House and Senate chambers. Leaders had to call recesses and clear the galleries. Downstairs, lawmakers clashed over Senate Bill 4 and House Bill 17. The first is a proposal to eliminate the State Board of Elections, enhance the role of the state's appellate court, and create partisan judicial elections. The other bill would require the governor's cabinet secretaries to receive Senate confirmation, remove significant educational authority from the governor, and reduce administrative staff positions by 80%. Democrat Billy Richardson is from Cumberland County.
You're in danger of making bad policy because it hadn't been vetted in committees. This legislation is too serious, it's too important to the people of the state of North Carolina to do this kind of quick action.
Democrats, at times interrupted by the protesters echoing the same concerns, have spent 2 days criticizing the content and the process of these proposals. They say this entire special session, the 4th of 2016, is unconstitutional. But Republicans say they have firm footing to proceed. Representative Jeff Collins is from Nash County.
I think anything we can do to restore a little bit of the authority to the legislature that they gave up largely in the 1980s is making a corrective action to partially rebalance what I think is a state government that's been way out of kilter. I think our framers had it right.
Each bill moved through one chamber yesterday and is expected to pass through the other body in the next few hours. This is all proceeding in a General Assembly that has two Republican supermajorities, and it's taking place just weeks before Cooper is set to replace Republican Governor Pat McCrory.
Just the speed at which they've moved through is really mind-boggling.
David McLennan is a professor of political science at Meredith College. Republicans convened earlier in the week to address disaster relief for victims of hurricane flooding and mountain wildfires. Once that was done, they pivoted to major legislation.
The two bills together are probably the most comprehensive set of bills that we've seen in 30 years that have changed the entire power relationship of the state government.
Under these two bills, the governor is largely removed from having any significant influence over K-12 education, handing powers back to the state superintendent. A Republican takes over that post next month. The requirement for cabinet secretaries to receive confirmation would keep this governor from appointing anyone too liberal with an agenda that runs counter to the conservative ideologies at the General Assembly. And yes, if you're wondering, the incoming executive did have something to say about all this.
If I believe that laws passed by the legislature hurt working families and are unconstitutional, they will see me in court. And they don't have a very good track record there.
And remember, Roy Cooper is still the Attorney General for another couple of weeks. It is expected that both of these bills will emerge from the legislature today, and then they could go to lame duck Governor McCrory, who has to decide whether to implement substantial changes to the post that still belongs to him. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.